Dictation for Douglas, Douglas Ballard, Ballard, February 8, 52. Address as a letter to Dr. Prouty, Prouty, 3732. Dear Dr. Prouty, consultation Mr. Ballard with progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with wife, feeling tired, no energy, sometimes lightheadedness, unsteady. There has been about 20 pounds weight loss within the last 1 year, although 10 of these pounds he has recovered. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux, no abdominal pain, some constipation but no blood melena. No urinary symptoms in terms of cloudiness or blood or infection. Some degree of frequency and nocturia. No major incontinence. The urine flow slow at the beginning but then stronger. It has been pushing liquid intake. No gross edema, claudications. No numbness, tingling, burning. No discolor of the toes. He goes to the gym 3 days a week for 1 hour and no associated symptoms, specifically no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea, denies orthopnea, PND, some bruises of the skin but no bleeding, nose gums, no headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history for coronary artery disease with prior procedure early this year, Dr. Lee, L-E-E, at Bay City. Right coronary artery and 3 stents on double antiplatelet agents, sleep apnea on CPAP machine for many years, denies TIS or a stroke, diabetes for the last 15, 20 years, hypertension, baseline creatinine was around 1.1, 1.2 within the last 1 year progressively rising, prior history of pancreatitis, has not been symptomatic for at least 2 years. Next paragraph, procedures include abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, endovascular April this year, 2025, Dr. Frisby, F-R-I-S-B-I-E. 3 coronary artery stents early this year, prior cataract surgery bilateral, prior surgery for sleep apnea, Uvulo, U-V-U-L-O-plasty, more than 20 years ago did not work, including surgery of the nasal passage, prior gallbladder removal, left groin hernia repair. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications, lansoprazole, HCTC, Prozac, Plavix, Remeron, aspirin, lisinopril, stool softeners, Monjaro, started like a month ago, iron replacement, dietary supplements, stool softeners. Next paragraph, prior smoker since age 18, a pack and a half, discontinued at the time of heart attack early this year, 2025. Occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 71 inches tall, weight 174. Blood pressure 180 over 80 on the left side, 182 over 80 on the right side. Very pleasant, alert, oriented time 4, no respiratory distress. There is some bradycardia, around 50. Cataract surgery, bilateral. Normal mucosal, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD, no localized RALS, no arrhythmia, no pericardial RAP, no abdominal distension or tenderness, femoral bruise, louder on the left comparing to the right, no peripheral edema. good dorsal pedis pulses, popliteal, posterior tibialis capillary refill, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistries. From June, creatinine rising up to 1.76, 1.79, representing a GFR around 40, with a normal sodium, potassium, acid, base, albumin, calcium, glucose in the lower hundreds. There was anemia around 12.4 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Through University of Michigan hematology, about a month ago, testing negative for monoclonal protein, increased level of IgM, normal IgG, IgA, minor increase of kappa, KAPPA, the ratio is still normal, the immunofixation, no monoclonal protein. A1C in the recent past, 6.4, 6.6. He did receive blood transfusion around the time of endovascular repair of the AAA. Prior iron studies low normal. Back August last year, albumin in the urine negative. HIV negative. Inflammatory markers negative. I repeat, chemistries. Creatinine already improved to 1.39, GFR of 54, stable anemia, normal complement levels, PTH elevated 120, protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2, that's normal. Urine analysis, no activity for blood protein, bacteria or white blood cells. Urine eosinophils were negative. I did a kidney ultrasound. Both kidneys are small in size. Kidney on the right is normal. Without obstruction or stone, incidental cyst on the lower pole. The left side is small at 8.8. Simple cyst times 2, no obstruction, no urinary retention. Neurology Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K, have done testing for nuclear medicine, dopamine being normal, no evidence for Parkinson, an MRI of the brain, a small vessel disease, a CT scan angiogram, abdominal aorta and branches. The non-abdominal aortic aneurysm. Two renal arteries on the right and two on the left, all of them open. Atherosclerosis of lower extremity arteries, as well as mesenteric arteries. Pancreatic calcifications and pancreatic ductal dilatation on the tail, which is a known problem. A cardiac event monitor, sinus rhythm, prior echo with a mild degree of dilated inferior vena cava with preserved ejection fraction, some degree of left ventricular hypertrophy, minor valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease within the last 1 year. No activity in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Question small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention with open renal arteries, duplication both sides without stenosis. No overt symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure in the office remains high. This needs to be checked at home. I did not change blood pressure medicines today. Already on maximal dose lisinopril. If needed, we could increase HCTC further or add a third agent. Recently started on Monjaro, and that might provide some weight loss and indirectly blood pressure control. Long-term use of PPI lansoprazole can cause interstitial nephritis, as the kidney function has stabilized or improved. I originally discussed with him that we might need to do a renal biopsy. That is not the case right now. We will monitor chemistries. We will monitor anemia, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Given the recent 3 coated stents, he needs double coverage antiplatelet for at least 6 months, and that will be probably around August. One more reason to delay any invasive procedures. I discuss all issues at length with the patient and family. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.